Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. Okay, so you had the best weekend ever back in the Malibu trailer.
I mean, like, honestly, just absolutely, like, the greatest weekend. And
tell us about it. We want to live vicariously through.
So we went down. Of course, that we means my baby and me, Dom.
Oh, it does.
And so we went down, and I'm not going to tell you the friend, but we went to a friend's house for dinner, which, you know, like, I'm just really not used to doing that. Anyway, whole other story.
What a concept, being able to hang out with friends.
I know, right? And actually, anyway, like, we went and we had so much fun. And, like, Dom was hanging with the boys and I was hanging with the girls, like, the wives and stuff. And we were cooking and chatting. And
the wives.
Like, we just had so much fun. And I made two new friends that I'm literally obsessed with. And I don't know. It was just like, I felt like I was in a movie. It was so perfect.
Well, that's adorable. Did you guys sleep over in the trailer?
We slept over. And
how was that in that tiny little space?
I mean, tiny. And loved it. We absolutely love it. And then we, like, took a walk, and then we went to a little diner and sat at the ocean and had lunch, and then walked back home. And just, like, I feel so free. Like, it's the only word I know.
Well, that is so great. Right. That's adorable.
Like, this is just, like, I just wanted this for so long. Somebody to do those things with, and then not only just do them, but, like, enjoys them because he's with me. Like, I literally said, I can't believe you want to do that.
Duh.
And he said, well, I just want to hang out with you. It doesn't matter what we're doing. And I mean, I'm just like,
very cute.
Like, yeah, it was so much fun. Anyway, that was my Easter weekend, and it was fabulous.
Well, that's adorable. What do you guys talk about when it's just the two of you?
Everything.
Did you have a religion chat since it was Easter?
We did.
I knew it.
So, but you know what was so special is that on Sunday morning, and because like, Dom had turned on the History Channel, and it was a whole 2 hour, The Life of Jesus, which he just did that because he knew I would love it, which I did. And actually learned so much when we watched it. But, you know, Dom, like, grew up Catholic, and his mom was, like, very religious, but Dom's not religious, and I'm very much, like, a Christian. And so, like, we have, like, very deep talks about it, which is, you know, really, really good. But we did have that kind of deep talk. And then, like, we have deep talks, and then we have, like, talks about whatever's on the news, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, so, but we talk a lot, which is so amazing.
Different.
Like, I love it. And different. Yeah. I mean, like, we talk.
Different.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Wow. Well, that is just too freaking cute.
So I just came home and just am like, yes, thank you, Jesus, for all my many blessings, because I just feel like, I maybe am in the best place I've ever been in my life. And if somebody would have, and that's the moral to this story, I think, is that it really wasn't supposed to be a story, but it ended up being a story, which is just like, if somebody would have told me a year and a half ago, it makes me so emotional that, like, I would be here. I just really couldn't have believed it. Because I was in the saddest, darkest place of my life. And I just thought, well, you know, that's that part. Like, I just was so not hopeful for what I have. And now that I have it, like, I just, like, can't even believe it. So anyway, I cannot say enough good things about Dom. He is just the most sweetest, most compassionate, respectful, loving, truthful, like, I just cannot stop naming every great, amazing thing he is, but he still keeps his shoes on in the house. I literally posted a picture of our feet and he got on the shoes.
His shoes are on.
And all of the stoners. It was so funny in the DMs. Boy. Get that man some slippers.
You're like, I tried.
I got them the slippers. Honestly, it's just a lost cause, but it's fine.
It is. But you know, it's his one flaw. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny though. I love the stoners and their comments. It's too good.
It's
so funny.
His shoes. That's funny. I didn't even think about that when I saw it, but yeah, it was true.
Have you, the question, speaking of Easter and have you seen the movie Father Stew?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I didn't either. Somebody brought it up. And I just started watching it. I haven't finished it yet, but it's Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. And it is about, so Mel Gibson plays Mark Wahlberg's dad. And they're pretty much just white trash. I mean, and I can say that because I feel I am white trash and I love
it. Well, somehow I got away with saying it on the last episode and a couple episodes back and no one gave me shit for it. I was shocked.
Oh, great. Well, anyway, I'm proud of it. But anyway, so I am.
You're like, that is a compliment.
Freaking compliment. I am a Kentucky girl through and through. But anyway, so they're kind of both just these losers. But Mark Wahlberg just falls in love with this most beautiful Hispanic, very religious girl and starts pursuing her through church because he knows that she'll be at this church. And so he starts going, and for all the wrong reasons. But he just keeps pursuing and pursuing. And then she says, my religion is everything. If you can't commit to that and be baptized and the whole thing, we can't be. So he gets baptized, still probably for the wrong reasons. Then he's in this car wreck, a really, really horrible wreck. It is just so good because an angel comes to him he is dying. And then he completely changes his life around and becomes a priest. And it's funny. It's sad. It's just, so far, I really like it. And I think one of the major reasons I loved it too was the music. They did a lot of very traditional country music in it, which was really cool.
That is cool.
So what have you been watching?
Well, yeah. Well, if we're just diving on into Off Limits here, have you seen The Night Agent on Netflix?
I haven't started that yet.
It is so good. I binged it so fast.
Really? Wait, which one is The Night Agent? Which one? It's not the one with Milo.
No. That one's The Company You Keep. This one is on Netflix. It's a political thriller, kind of. It's 24 meets Designated Survivor meets I don't know, one of the, you know what I mean? The storyline is kind of similar to things we've seen, but somehow I really loved it a lot and didn't really feel like I had seen the same show when I was watching it. And it took me two episodes to really get hooked. And then once I was hooked, I was like, oh, I love the show so much. I'm so sad because it's almost over. But the guy, the lead guy in it, he's so good. And I actually really liked the girl too. She's from New Zealand and her accent in real life, her real accent is insane. And she was obviously plays American in this show. And I would have never known she was from New Zealand. But yeah, if you like political drama type thriller, I think you'd really like it. It's really good.
And I just saw somebody, I read somewhere that it already was renewed for a second season.
Oh, great. Love to hear that.
I did. I saw that.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
This is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it just shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled NutrafoL.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
When is Love is Blonde coming back?
Okay, so are you caught up?
Yes.
Did you see how they left us on a cliffhanger at Kwame and Chelsea's wedding?
Yes.
You did. Okay. So yeah, so you are caught up. Okay. So I don't know how they're going to do this because it's Netflix, but I guess anything's possible. So they're going to have a live reunion show on the 16th, which is, I don't know when this podcast comes out. I think it'll have already shown. So we'll have to definitely recap once we've seen that. But yeah, so the live finale is on the 16th, okay. But they also have an episode to show beforehand that also comes out on the 16th. So I'm a little bit confused on how that's going to happen.
So we don't have anything to watch till the 16th for Love is Blind.
I don't think so.
That is just so not okay.
I know.
I mean, that's just wrong.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think anyone's going to actually get married?
I really, if Tiffany and What's-His-Face don't get married, I'm going to be so upset.
Brett, I know.
Tiffany and Brett.
Surely they're going to get married. I think they're going to get married. And I do think Zach and Bliss are going to get married.
I kind of do too.
Yeah, I really do. Mike and Paul, there's no freaking way. Kwame and Chelsea, no freaking way. Like,
no.
It was cringy to me watching the scene where they're like trying clothes on. They're like at some like boutique and she's shopping. And he like the look of disgust on his face while talking to her made me uncomfortable.
No,
like
I can't.
I just don't understand how this girl cannot understand that he is not into her.
I know.
She's going to be so embarrassed when all this is over.
So bad. I mean, she is a little annoying, always going, well, that's marriage. Well, she says it to him all the time. Well, it compromised. Well, welcome to marriage. I'm like, gosh, way to sell it, girl. Like, you are, it's not good.
No, it's not at all.
That, you know, we'll see. I cannot wait to watch.
Yeah. And then how devastated were you when Jackie ditched Marshall, is that his name?
You know what? I felt so sad for him, but he should be counting his freaking lucky stars.
I mean,
that was never happening. Like, no.
No.
He needs...
She was
like,
nuts.
I mean, he needs somebody like not that.
Somebody not that. Yeah. I know. Sweet Marshall.
He is so precious. He's going to find a girlfriend immediately.
Oh, yeah. Zero problems.
Like, immediately. And good for him.
Honestly, they should do a crossover and make him The Bachelor.
Honestly. He's amazing. He would be such a good Bachelor.
He really would.
Yeah. Love.
Yeah.
He's just such a cutie.
Well, I guess we'll see about that.
Yeah. So, Night Agent's all you're watching?
Night Agent. Binged it. No, I did start something else. Oh, you'll probably hate it, but have you heard of this show called Jury Duty?
No.
Yeah. Okay. It's on Amazon, but it seems like Amazon has some other weird platform within Amazon called like Freevee. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Okay. I hadn't either. And I was confused because I'm like, if you can watch it on Amazon, like what's the point of Freevee if it's on Amazon? I just didn't really understand it. But the only reason I even knew this show existed is because it's like all over my TikTok feed. And I just kept seeing clips from it and it looked so funny. Okay. So hear me out. It's actually genius and hilarious. So this show, Jury Duty, it's a documentary about a trial from the jury's perspective. Only it's not real. Like, it's like a fake document. I guess like a mockumentary, sort of.
Yeah.
But everyone's an actor except one person who truly believes he's on jury duty. Yes. Who truly believes he's on jury duty and has no idea that this is... He knows that, like, he obviously knows he's being filmed, but like, I think they're selling it to him like, this is a real trial, you're really on jury duty, and we're just doing this documentary. You know what I mean? Like, he knows he's being filmed, but he does not know it's all fake. And James Marsden is on the show as himself, but he's obviously playing himself, but he's obviously acting because he's acting like an idiot. And he's like bragging about all the stuff he's been in and trying to get out of jury duty. He is so funny. I don't know. Maybe you should give it a shot. If you got really high, I think you'd like it.
I think it sounds really funny.
It's hilarious to me.
I mean, I love the concept. It's really good.
It's hysterical. And this poor guy, I can't remember his name, the one that's not an actor. he's so funny. He's just like so happy to be there. And he like wants to be on the jury. Like everyone else is trying to get out of jury duty. He wants to be there. And he's like 29, kind of a cute guy. Like, I'm like, how did this happen? Like, how did you get in this situation? But it is too good. So you gotta check
it out. I'll try that tonight. That sounds good. It is so
funny.
It's
hilarious. Yeah. It's kind of hard to find though. Like, I had to go on Amazon and search it and it came up, but like, it wasn't, when I scrolled through it, they're not really like advertising it. I don't know. It's weird.
That's so weird. So now it's kind of just like word of mouth.
Yeah, I guess so. Which maybe is genius that that's how they're doing it, because
totally.
Now it's all over TikTok. So
dang. Well, should we do some Dear MTs?
I would love to do some Dear MTs.
Hi, Brandy and Tista Bish. My name is Madigan, longtime listener of YFT and new listener here. I have a question for both of you. So I saw Miley's house in Architectural Digest and thought you did an amazing job, Tish. It was edgy and iconic, but it also looked like an actual home. So I'm going to be moving from New York City to Denver in June and want ideas on how to decorate my new apartment. Right now, my apartment is just a lot of white and gold and pink because it was my first big girl apartment after a breakup. And I went for a super girly vibe because men are trash. Anyway, I'm not moving any furniture to Denver, so I can start fresh again this time too. And I'm Brandy's age and want more of a mature, chill, natural vibe now with wood and blue, green, dark teal tones. I don't want the typical Western Colorado decor. So any suggestions on vibes or things to look out for would be so appreciated. Love you both. Bye.
She's so cute.
So cute. Moving to Denver, your dream.
Well, I was going to say, girl, you are in for a treat. Like, leaving New York City, which, not to say I don't like New York, but I just could never live there. You are going to be living high in the hog, as Tish likes to say, when you go to Denver, because it's such a great place to live.
Yeah, Brandy loved it. It is. It's just so clean and people are nice. And I don't know, it's just an amazing city. But I just, I love the whole neutral. I'm so into neutrals. And what I would say my piece of advice would be, as far as colors go, I always like to keep like all the basics, like couch and bed and everything really neutral. And then just like bring in the greens and the teals and all the colors, like through accessories, like pillows or throws. And that way, you know, when your style changes, you just still all the neutral pieces, like you can just use forever. So that always is super important. And I actually have been like, I'm in one of those moods where I'm always changing my house. So I just am doing a guest room in my guest house, and I didn't want to pay a bunch for the bed and all the stuff. And so I just found the prettiest headboard at Living Spaces, and it was like $399. And it literally looks like the headboard that I have in my room, which was like $3,000. And they truly look the same, and it's so pretty, and it's modern, and it's just the best neutral color. And so we'll put up that link. And so, and then I was like, oh, then you could do a neutral bedspread, and then at the very end, do a throw in one of your colors, and maybe add a few pillows in your colors. I don't know. Really pretty.
Love all that.
Yeah.
I like doing, if you want to bring color into, I also like really like an accent wall. It's just, you know, it's overwhelming to paint like a ton, but I feel like one wall's doable.
Is that dated now? I feel like that's a little dated.
I think it depends on how you do it.
I could see that too.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I love a good diagonal.
I know, but is that dated? Because it was so trendy.
I don't know. I still so much love it at your house.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And it's really easy because you're only painting half walls.
Exactly. It was really cool. We'll have to put up a picture of that too. It's really fun.
I was thinking, I was trying to think too of some things that like accessories wise that I feel like, I don't know, give like an adult apartment vibe versus, you know, like a college-y type vibe. Like, I feel like plants are very adult to have some house plants, you know? I feel like that's a good thing to add. Obviously, you know, we love a bar cart. I feel like a very chic bar cart is a good way to like adult up a space.
I love that idea.
Also, I think art can really like mature a place up a lot too. Like, but obviously you have to be like specific about it. Like you have to get the right art. But I feel like if you wanted to spend a little money and shell out for some nice art, like that could also be a good way to elevate the space.
And also, one of my tricks is like just taking a really good photo, a high resolution photo, and really blowing it up really big, because then you just have to pay to frame it. And I feel like you can these days find framing pretty cheap at like Michael's or somewhere like that. But at least then, like,
well, and FrameBridge is so easy.
Yeah, FrameBridge is so easy. That I love black and white photos. I just think they're so incredible and they mean something to you. But I also like if you're in a small room, that like do a really oversized like photo for art above the bed, or instead of doing lots of smaller pieces.
I agree. Yeah. Love that. Well, post pics. We'd love to see it once you're all moved in.
Love.
All right, Stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the Stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are okay. Really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Hey, Trish and Brandy. My name is Elle, and I'm from California. I absolutely adore this podcast. I never miss a week, and I'm so, so happy you're back. Brandy, I also am obsessed with YFP. So my question is for both Tish and Brandy. And my uncle, ironically, recently moved from Pacific Palisades area in LA to Franklin, Tennessee. And I'm trying to go visit soon. And I'm wondering if any of you guys have recommendations for what I should do there or what restaurants I must go to in the Nashville, Tennessee area. I'm really excited to visit because I've never been to Tennessee before, and I thought you guys would be the perfect ones to ask. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
Love her. Look at that. Moving to Franklin.
I mean, crazy. Franklin is like, I was telling somebody about it this weekend. Franklin is like, it's pretty magical. It really is like an absolute amazing place to live. I love it so much.
Yeah. I probably have more favorite restaurants than you because I'm here more and can go more. Are there any restaurants that stand out to you that she should hit?
Well, I mean, the one place you absolutely cannot miss in Nashville for me is Pinewood Social, because it just, it literally has everything. Love their food. Their food is literally it's always good. And the restaurant is super nice, but then they also have bowling alleys. And then when it's warm outside, they have outdoor things like horseshoes and they have ping pong, something, and like little areas to just sit and hang. Like, it's a great hang space. And then also in the summer, they have these little dipping pools and have like food trucks out by the dipping pools and drinks. And it is just the cutest vibe ever. And it's kind of near downtown. So it's just such a vibe, the whole thing.
Yeah, that is always your favorite. I think definitely, especially since you're going to be in Franklin some, go to Leaper's Fork. Cute little town right on the outskirts of Franklin. It's a little touristy, but it's not overwhelming because it's so small.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to just go when the weather's nice, like go and have lunch at like Fox and Lock, walk around. There's so many cute shops. Depending on if it's the weekend or not, there's live music a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I would highly recommend doing that. I also really love Gray's on Main in downtown Franklin. It's so cute. I think we've talked about it before, but it literally used to be an old drugstore and they still have the same sign outside. It's like so cool, so historic. The food's amazing. Cocktails are really good. I think they've got a signature bourbon cocktail that I really love. Honestly, I could spend 10 full minutes, I feel like, listing Nashville restaurants. There's just so much here. You really can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think those would be like the top three for sure to check out if you're only here for a short
Gray's
time.
Gray's in downtown Franklin is absolutely phenomenal. It's
so good.
It is just like the interior and the atmosphere and the vibe is just absolutely incredible. And so is the food. Like, it is amazing. So yeah, I mean, my favorites are probably Gray's and Pinewood, but again, Pharmacy Burger, like East Nashville,
so
it's, there's just so much to do in Nashville that it's absolutely crazy. So you can't go wrong. Oh, and if you get a chance, go, if you're in, is that Urban Cowboy in East Nashville?
Yeah.
Urban Cowboy is the cutest little bed and breakfast, but you can go there and they have a bar and it's it's just decorated so insanely cute. So that's one of my favorite places too, is Urban Cowboy.
Also, I was thinking, I actually haven't been, but there is a new steakhouse that everyone raves about. Bourbon Steak is the name of it. It is on the 34th floor of the new Marriott Hotel. Mm. And so the views are incredible. It's like one of the tallest buildings downtown. So great views. They have an outdoor terrace and everybody says the food is freaking amazing. I just Googled it to find the name for you guys. And it's talking about black truffle mac and cheese and lobster pot pie. And my mouth is watering. So I would guess it's a little pricey since it's a steakhouse and it's at the Marriott. But if you want to spend a little bit of money and go have a nice dinner, highly recommend checking that out. Also, another one that's a bit expensive but kind of worth the experience. And you've never been, Mom, but 1230 Club. It's right on Broadway.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. It's a supper club on like the third floor of one of the, you know, multi-level buildings there on Broadway. And the bottom is like a sports bar and they have live music. But then you go upstairs and it's this like super chic, nice supper club with a live cover band all the time. My friend Lacey Cavalier actually used to sing there. And you really have to make a reservation to get dinner, but I've been pretty lucky and been able to sit at the bar and eat before. And you can also sit in front of the live band and eat and have drinks. And that's really fun too.
Wow.
So yeah, that would be my other recommendation. I forgot about that.
That sounds really fun.
Really, really fun. Especially if you have a good group to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris and Brandy. My name is Grace. I've listened to all your shows. So happy you guys are back. I am getting married in May, so just a few weeks away, and me and my fiance are going on a mini honeymoon to Bonnaroo, and we're calling it our Bonnamoon. So I was just wondering if you had any tips for music festivals. Neither of us have ever been, so we're really excited. So just any tips or tricks you might have picked up along the way. And then also, we're going to be going to Belize as like our full honeymoon in the fall. So if you've ever been there, just like any recommendations would be great. I hope you put me on your show. Okay, thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
Cute.
Okay, I'm obsessed with this couple. I mean,
I know. Bonnamoon. I love
Bonnamoon.
Bonnamoon. It's too good.
So much.
Have you ever really been to a music festival that Miley's not playing?
No. So I haven't gone.
I didn't think so.
I haven't actually gone. I've only gone through the back. I've never had to kind of rough it. So
I feel like that's something you should experience once. Like not camp, but just go for one day of a music festival, smoke a bunch of weed, listen to some good music. I actually feel like you would love it if you went to the right one.
I just don't know about that whole not showering thing.
No, but that's why I'm saying don't go for more than a day. Just one day.
Oh, yeah. It's just so hot, you know what I mean? Dirty.
Not if you go to the right one.
Really?
So there's one in Franklin, actually. I think it's in September. It's when it starts to cool off. It's called Pilgrimage Festival. It's at right across from the factory in downtown Franklin. Cleanest festival I've ever been to. It's only one weekend, like 2 days long. So you could just pick one day to go to. And they always have a phenomenal lineup. I think Zach Bryan's playing this year, so I'm actually going to try to go. But like Chris Stapleton has played it. I just feel like if there were the right people performing, you would really enjoy it. I think Luke Grimes is playing it this year, too.
Yeah, I think I would like that. You know what I hate about Coachella? Because now Stagecoach isn't like this. Stagecoach, people can bring lawn chairs and coolers and the whole thing. Coachella, you can't. And that just bugs me. Like, I need a chair. Like, I need a lawn chair. I need things.
You could definitely bring one to Pilgrimage. I've seen people bring them.
That's now, if I had a whole group of my friends and we all had our chairs and our weed and that, like, yeah, then I probably would love it.
I really think you'd love it. Yeah. I really think you would. All right. Well, I'm going to help our girl out with some recommendations here. So Bonnaroo, I've been one time. Let me tell you what. June in Tennessee is very hot and very humid. You are going to sweat a lot. I would highly recommend, like, you know, body wipes, you know how they make those like disposable body wipes. If I were you, I would pack lots of those because you're going to be stinky and sweaty. And that's just the truth. I would suggest you find biodegradable wipes if possible so that we're not killing the earth, but I'm sure those exist. But anyway, I'm just telling you.
I don't sweat, so I don't have body
odor. Don't listen to her. That would be my suggestion for Bonnaroo is just prepare to sweat. So bring what you can. And then Belize, I was just in Belize. So I'm actually a perfect person to ask for recommendations. I wish I could ask you if you were going to go to the beach or the jungle or both. I would assume you're going beach since this is like a honeymoon. Belize is amazing. I would say it's a lot like Mexico, very similar to Tulum, except no nightlife, no crazy nightlife. It's not as expensive. The beaches look very similar though, and the vibe is the same. The one thing I did not get to do, and I wish I'd had more time to do it, so I hope you do, is to get like in the water, you know, take a boat out, get in the water. I think snorkeling is very popular there. I know part of the Great Barrier Reef runs along Belize. So if you don't take advantage of that, it's just like such a missed op because obviously that's not something you can do just anywhere. So I would highly recommend trying to find somewhere where you can like do some snorkeling and stuff like that. Other than that, the only other thing I would say about Belize is the bugs are really bad. So pack a lot of bug spray because that was definitely one thing that was worse than Mexico were the bugs.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, that was the bummer. But Belize is beautiful. I would much rather go back there than Tulum. Tulum, to me, it's overcrowded. It's overpriced. I don't like all the nightlife. That's not what I look for when I go to the beach necessarily. So if anyone's thinking about going to Tulum, I'd skip it and I'd go to Belize. I thought it was just as great, if not better. Yeah.
I want to go to Jamaica.
Why?
Because I've heard it's amazing.
Okay, well, let's
go. And I want to go to St. Bart's.
Well, I've been dying to go there.
Why?
Because I've heard it's amazing.
Oh, well, I like that.
Well, let's pack our bags. What are we waiting for?
Seriously.
I beg you to take a trip. I beg.
Well, soon I'm going to start. I have some things.
Are you? Because you keep saying that.
No, I am. I have some things to do.
Like what?
Like things.
Like what?
But starting next year, we're going to do some traveling.
We are?
Well, and maybe end of this year too, but definitely, yes.
Okay.
I want to start doing something like just you and me.
Oh, boy.
No, other people can come, but I think it would be so cute that it was every single year that we start doing a birthday trip.
Mom, I begged for this. We had it going last year with Hawaii, and then you blew it this year.
That's your sister that blew it.
No, we could still go without her.
We could.
I'm free that weekend. You want to book some flights?
Seriously?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing going on that weekend. One Hotel Hanalei Bay was looking awfully nice.
It was nice. Seriously.
I actually have some friends staying there right now, and they keep posting all these Instagram stories, and it looks beautiful. You tell me when, I'll pack a bag.
That sounds so fun.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Carly, and I just want to say I love you so much. Both Miley and Noah's music has helped me through a lot, and I'm learning so much through your guys' podcast. My question is mostly for you, Tish. I know you're really open about taking Lexapro and how it's helped ease your anxiety. I used to get anxiety really bad and overthink to the point where it would cause bad fights between me and my boyfriend. And about 4 months ago, I started taking Prozac, and it's really helped change my life for the better. I feel so much happier every day, and I rarely feel anxious. But I'm really struggling now that I'm on Prozac, that because me and my boyfriend don't fight as much, which is a good thing, and I can tell we're in a really good place, but I can't help but feel like I'll never be able to stop taking Prozac because I feel like I'm only lovable if I'm on it. I don't know. I guess I just wanted to hear how you feel about being on an antidepressant and how to not let it define you. Hope you get what I'm saying. Anyways, I love you both. Thank you. Bye.
We didn't answer that last time, right?
Yeah, we did. So for me, like, I just like am so thankful for Lexapro, and I'm so terrified like they're going to stop making it or something, because like I just hope I can never ever have to come off of it for any reason, because it made me feel so different. So in my all seriousness, like, I totally do understand that, but also like I always use the same thing everybody else uses, like, if you had heart disease and that was the only thing that really like made you healthy, you would take it forever. And it's just, for me, it's the exact same thing. Is like, for me personally, I just never want to feel like that again. And so I will choose to like literally take it forever. But I just think you can look at things either way, in a positive or a negative. And for me, it's just always like, I've just looked at it as such a positive. So anyway, hope that helps.
Yeah, I don't really have anything that I could add, because I don't take that. But you know,
Brandy is the most normal person you will ever meet, with zero problems.
Well, I don't know about zero, but I'm doing pretty good.
She has literally no like mental issues at all.
No mental issues. My knees are starting to go though. They crackle and pop, and I'm only 35, and that is scary.
Yeah.
Also, I have very limited mobility in my right shoulder, so I see I do have problems.
Just not ones up here.
No. I'm a cold, hard bitch sometimes, though.
You are.
That's a mental problem.
Yeah, it is.
But this is what I tell my bestie whenever she gets really, like, down on herself about a lot of her struggles that are similar to my mother's struggles. And whenever she's like, I just wish I could be more like you, I'm like, but I'm a cold hard bitch. You don't want to be more like me. And she's like, you're right. You are. She loves to tear me down for being a cold hard bitch, but she ain't wrong.
No, it's not that. It's you can be a little cold and a little hard.
Yeah, cold-hearted bitch.
Oh, gosh, this is bad.
You know what?
You know what? I never really put those together. Dang.
I'm good with it. I'm doing
great. I
just
think you're a cold-hearted little girl.
Not when I snuggle with my little Aussie girl that's laying right here looking so cute.
But you know what I'm just loving? I'm seeing now, listen, I'm like talking to myself too. Like, I told you, I saw this woman who's like 50 and got a divorce and now is traveling the world alone, and she loves it. And she's like, why do I have to? Like, it is true. Like, I feel like we're fed from a very like little kid age. We're reading books about the prince and the Cinderella.
I always say this.
It's true. Like, it was like just put into our minds that that's what you have to have and that's what you have to do. And that, like, it really is insane if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I do think about it often. It truly is. Because so many people are in relationships and live together and they're not even happy just because they don't want to be alone.
Well, that's a good place to end this little chat. Is you don't need no man. Men are garbage. And, you know, being a cold-hearted bitch is not that bad. I'm actually thriving, so.
You are thriving.
I know.
We're thriving. I'm happy for us.
Love that for us. Love that for us. Love that for the stoners.
I'm going to go out and soak up the sun and just enjoy
get your life with your man.
He went to play tennis, but he shall be home soon.
Tennis? Okay. Yes. Well, that's great.
Which, well, it's a friend, real quick, my friend Susie's playing tennis every day, and her body is snatched.
I think you should play tennis.
Oh, it sounds so hard.
It will be so good for you and so fun.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. I do.
Well, maybe we'll play when you're here in April.
I would love to learn. You know, Kirsten, she's just signed up for back up for her tennis lessons last week.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm. Now that it's warm out, she's getting back into it. So
okay, I love that for mm-hmm. her. She looks like a tennis yep. player.
Yeah, she's totally. So long. She could probably like get for all the way real. Across the court in like a point ten. A tenth of a second.
Ooh, so fun. I'm so proud of her for doing that.
I know. But anyway, yeah, I have a vision of you playing tennis with Susie, but, you know, kill my dream, why don't you?
That is cute. But, you know, Susie would be all serious in her little tennis outfit, and I'd be out there, like, the joint in my mouth, like,
with your, like, ripped jeans.
Falling all over the place.
And Converse.
Seriously.
You're nuts.
I do not do skirts.
Here we go.
Or shorts.
All right, stoners. I'm cutting her off. Before we go, I just wanted to end by saying if you would like to call into Dear MT, our number is 516-7-STONER. Very easy to remember. Again, that's 516-7-STONER. And we would love to hear from you guys. We truly love hearing your voices and playing them on the podcast and answering your questions. So make sure and call in, ask us something good, and don't be offended if Tizzle laughs at you. It's not you. It's her.
It's solely me.
Love you guys.
Love you.
No, it's you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Today was great. I feel like you were just the right amount of stoned. Am I wrong?
Ooh, I feel that. Yeah, I really do.
Right? It was pretty good.
So, yeah, now I'm going to do this and then go watch that new show, Night Agent.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. I'm going to start it. I can't wait for you to watch it.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.